What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast. How you all doing?
Hey.
Good, good, good.
What's up? A bitch is tired, but I'm here, though, so what's up?
Tired.
Ooh, I'm tired. Y'all, adulting.
So hard. It's so hard.
And how did it even become this? Like, I feel like I was managing so well at the beginning of adulthood, and now it's just like, oh, bitch, you thought you was gonna stay up past nine, bitch. You thought.
Oh my god,
that is so true.
You thought you was gonna wake up at seven and have energy, bitch. No. Like,
what? But you guessed it.
But you guessed it. It's fuck. Oh my god, I don't know.
And I swear, like, throwing a baby into the mix, like, it's hard. Even when it's like, when they're like, nap when she naps. No, like, I can't. It's so hard. Like, your mind gets to going, you're tired, but it's like, everything. It's like, by the time I fall asleep, shit, it's time to get up. Like, then she's up, like, right. Be kicking it. Struggle feel.
Maybe it'll be better when she gets older, you know.
Oh, I know it will. I cannot wait.
Danny gonna be like, go there and lay down. I'm about
get your ass in there. Lay it down.
Stop making all that noise in there. It's just you. What you said?
Right. I hear you. I'm be like, Yara, ma'am. Put them toys up and go to bed.
You supposed to be taking a nap an hour ago and you still in there bopping around.
Or it should be like we did as the kids, we crawling on the floor. Yeah, trying to sneak in our bed. Girl, what is you doing? You like coming here with y'all?
If you go to sleep.
Come on, look, come on, look. Go to bed, go to sleep though. Now you lay her down, she just look at you, dead ass in your eyes. I'm like, close your eyes, girl.
She like, so what are we about to do?
The club is shut down. It's time to go to bed. We're not parking lot pimping right now. Just go home. Go to bed.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Ooh, Jesus.
I'd be like, that's why I'm supposed to be giving their babies alcohol and shit, making them go to sleep. You ever hear about that? Yes. They putting whiskey in the milk and stuff.
Salty.
Like, y'all ain't shit, but I get it. Right. Now I understand. Oh, like, where's the melatonin at?
Ain't that it? Oh, bitch, you ain't tired yet.
You ain't tired. You been up. I've been telling her mommy is exhausted. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna call. Let's just close our eyes. Like, you know how you do brush your face, your hand over their eyes, just, just close it and pop it right back up, like,
You gotta do it with like a blanket, like a little soft blanket, yes. And just brush it over her face until she gotta sleep.
Just being a bitch.
I wish somebody would brush a blanket over my face so I could
fucking breathe. Hold me. Just hold me.
I don't need anybody to do that because when I'm tired and ready to go to sleep, I'm KO and I barely be having blankets.
Ain't that
it? Be so like, it's time to lay down and go to bed, go to sleep.
Oh, yes. Enjoy this sleep, y'all. When we have kids, it's over. They told me that. They told me that, but I didn't believe them. And now I know.
Well, give us the tools. Well, how was y'all's week? What's been up? What y'all been up to?
Adulting.
Adulting.
Adulting, y'all. My week has been it was okay, you know, like we are on spring break now, so I was just finishing up some things, you know, getting the semester. Because I feel like it's almost over with because after spring break, come in April, and then, you know, graduation is in May.
Mm-hmm.
So the semester, I feel like, has flown by, y'all. Like, so fast.
It really
but
has.
I am still preparing myself for greatness, and I am doing the necessary things I need to do. This, especially, like, coming up month and all of that, so I can be on the road to success, y'all.
Yes. Success. Yes. Come on.
Because I'm ready. You know, adulting. like Josh mentioned, is it will beat your ass. Like,
honestly.
It's real. And it's just like, okay, I got to be stronger than this ass whooping that I'm getting.
Ain't because, that
like, Lord have mercy. Like, you putting the flip flops on me. It's just like, man, listen. It's just a lot going on. Like, if it ain't one thing, it's another, y'all.
It's another.
Like, ooh, I got to rise above. All rise above my circumstance and keep my mind right and just stay focused. So that's exactly what I plan to do.
Yes.
This upcoming month, I'm putting myself on a damn budget. Like, yes. I'm doing all of these things because I'm getting ready to transform my situation. And I've been taking steps to transform. Yes. First with health. Now yes. We're going to get the financial and all that type of good stuff taken care of because I need and I deserve things.
I deserve it.
Do the work that I got
in touch with my mama D
to make it happen. I know, man. A lot of people came up for that song, and I felt that shit.
Because it was Mama D. But it was a good song. I felt it too.
Mm-hmm. I did. I was like, you better call Mama D.
Come on, Mama D. Come on.
All of that. All of it.
Yes.
For sure. That's what's up, bro. You got it. Yeah. You confident in it. You
ain't that it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Claim
oh,
it. Yes.
You better be claiming and preaching the
claim
word.
It. Come on.
Putting it out into the universe.
Putting it out, I'm gonna manifest it. It's gonna be mine. Like it's gonna be mine. That's what it's gonna be. That's gonna be.
Ain't that it?
I'm here for it.
Yes.
What about you, Fred?
I just been like focusing not on just being a mom, but you know, getting grad school together, and we have a presentation next week or this week coming up, and so getting those little things together. I had to get brakes on my car, y'all. Mm. Like my trifling ass waited, but who's just looking at their brakes? It's people just looking at their brakes these days.
Well, I had to get me some like about a month ago. Bitch paid like over $400, and I was so hurt because I had
for one axle.
No,
this is the front and the back.
It's the front and the back, but I had to get rotors and shit too. But when I tell you a bitch was not prepared, I was not prepared for her to say it'll be $450. I was like, bitch, what? It's what? How much?
No, I definitely feel you. So, because my brakes started like squeaking, and I was like, oh, bitch, it's about that time. You and Yara can't be rolling with no brakes now. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had called Jiffy Lube, and I said, hey, I'm having issues with my brakes. They don't want to give me a price over the phone. They just tell me to come in. Mm-hmm. So, this little boy comes out, looks at my brakes. He was like, yeah, the front ones are really bad. Mm-hmm. I said, so how much that going to be? He was like, $330. The fuck? I said, for the front, just the front? He was like, per axle. I said, I need crackhead prices.
Ain't that it?
What, $330? I said, what does that include? Like, well, the brakes and the labor and damn, brakes ain't, but you can buy some brakes for $50.
That's fuck.
So I called my godmother. I said, we know anybody that can put some brakes on. Because my brother could, but he was at work and I needed to get on. I needed to go. Mm-hmm. I couldn't wait. And so she hooked me up with somebody, and I paid him $40 to put them brakes on.
Yes,
come through.
And gave him a $10 tip.
Through.
You hear me? $10 tip.
Yes,
$7,330. That ain't shit but robbery, yes. Right there.
They be
complete robbery.
I'm telling you, when I had to pay that $450, I was like, "Bitch, what?"
I know you wanted to cry.
I
could have paid the $330, but fucking why?
I was like,
y'all lucky. I don't know how to fucking put on no damn brakes. Shit.
Man, I need to learn high key. Like
you really do.
Like for sure. Like I saw this video on Facebook where this like local mechanic was like teaching all the kids in the neighborhood how to change brakes and shit. I was like, I need to be in this class. I need to be come teach key. Me. Like for real.
Because,
come
and
teach
I'm
me.
Like a hands on person. Like I can't just that type of thing. I don't think I could just watch a video and do. Like I need you be under. There with me, yes. Doing step by step. Like, do I need to lift the car now or or what?
For real, cause shit, like that
you
is a skill.
So
that is a trade everybody needs to know how to do. Cause I would save so much fucking money.
Like, especially it was like $330 or Okay, at most, I would have waited for my brother. If I literally just couldn't find nobody, mm-hmm. I'm not giving y'all motherfuckers $330 to do some shit my brother could do for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm fucked up all the way. I just can't. 330? 330?
I just can't. I cannot.
That's a lot.
Oh no. And you know, Jiffy Lube, I'll get up there and get an oil change and they come out with a list of shit that you
Yes.
Need. No, that's like, not but what you I didn't came ask for that.
I said an oil change.
Well, you need windshield, because that's how they got me last time. You need windshield wipers and your filter, you need a new filter. That's gonna be, I'm like, wait your a
cabin
minute.
Filter dirty as fuck. Like, breathing in all of this nasty trash. Like, making you feel all scared. You need a flush, an engine flush or whatever the fuck. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is that? Oh my God.
Because there was a time where they were like, you need an oil change. I was like, oh, so I can just buy some oil and pour it in there. And they was like, no. You have to drain it out and then put. And I was like, so can I do that myself? No. I mean, you probably could, but do you know what you're doing? Shit. Absolutely not. But I could probably YouTube it. Like, right. No.
We need to learn. Because
y'all raping folks. That's out nothing here. But rape right there.
Out here. For real. Mm-mm. We need to go ahead and learn how to do it. Learn how to do it so we can teach our kids how to do it, so when we need an oil change, our kids can too.
Can you go on, baby? Get out there and put an oil change on mama's car.
I need you to go on out there and put that oil in my car.
Mama's brakes is getting low. Mama's brakes is getting low. Metal on metal. Can you go on and change mama's brakes? Get on out there.
I ain't shit. We gotta teach our kids how to do it so they can.
Get out there and cut that grass. Get out there and cut that grass. Mommy, I'm fine. Fine,
but you know how to do it, though. You know how to
do it. If you can walk, you can push this lawnmower. Wait a minute, got me messed up, mommy.
No, that's
mommy got you messed up, girl. Mommy got you messed up. Play too much, huh? I play too much. But yeah, that's how my week was. So thank God that I saved. So yes, I literally only was out $100. Brakes was $50. I gave him $40 and $10 tip.
Yes, Lord. Mm. Now, well, that's a blessing for the week. Shoot.
Yes. Come on. Come on, God.
My week was pretty cool, like, compared to most, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I am starting to learn the balance, you know, of life at this level. I'm ready for this goddamn course to be over this for mm-hmm. school, because I don't know if y'all have taken anatomy and physiology before, but
no.
That shit is for the motherfucking birds. Like, they can have that shit, go on and keep it. Like, I'm just ready to be in the program, because that shit, when I tell you, I just feel like it's a nuisance. Like, you know what I mean? Like, having to get off work and then come home and read about that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, half of which I've already studied over, you know, because that was my major. My major was physiology. So it's like, and then I switched it to zoology. But it's like, I've learned the majority of all of this information, but now I'm going through it again, but going into a little more depth. You know, and it's like, a bitch does not have time, you know.
So I'm just... I love science until it's time to do science. And then right. I'd be like, damn, this shit is hard.
Right. And it's like, it's not even the actual, like, doing of the not science even hard. That's the
it's
hard.
Just like remembering
all of the terms and shit. Because they make shit so complicated. Like, but I mean, the good thing is that, like, with this course is that they teach you, like, the root words and whatnot, so you can, you know, get a good understanding of, like, what it is just by learning the definitions of the root words or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit's still hard to remember. Like, I'm older now. Like, when I was in undergrad or whatever, that shit was a little easier. Like, it was I was a little sharper, you know, didn't have as much life going on all at the same time. But it's like, right now, it's like, I got a full-time-ass job with a whole-ass staff who be getting on my goddamn nerves. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a lot of shit that's going on in life all at the same time. And then I have to remember that, what hematology is and all of that shit. I'm like, Okay, I'm gonna try my best, y'all. But I got an A still. I got an A. I just checked my scores today and realized that I still have an A. So I'm like, yay, you know. But on top of that, it's like,
come on, A.
A bitch is trying. Like, I'm out here trying to get an adequate rest, drink an adequate amount of water, eat my adequate nutrition, get the proper exercise, and stay balanced. It's like literally a day-to-day struggle to just make sure that all of that happens. And that used to be
easy. It really so is easy. Hard. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's like it's not enough time in a day, and you want it to be. You need it to be, but it's just like, what the fuck? You know?
Right. No, that's so true. So true. College alone was a full-time job.
Right.
So when you're going back to school and you already got a full job, like, and still trying to manage your mental health, your physical health, like,
it's a whole motherfucking thing. It's a lot. It is. It's a whole thing. It's like, nowadays you have to have a therapist in order to help you manage all of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm going back to mine this week, so I'm excited. Yes.
I start mine on the 29th. It's going down. A bitch is ready.
So. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, the week was good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm learning how to balance everything and sneak away when I need to sneak away and go get some rest and stuff. Scheduled my doctor's appointments and everything so I can make sure everything is in check, you know. But it's just a work in progress. I'm making slow progress with things in life, you know. So I take it as a win, you know.
You got to. And I'm glad you're giving yourself little breaks too, because that's what I've been trying to do. Just any moment that I don't need to have Yara, I take that time for myself. Just, you know, even though it's so hard because I do want her with me all the time, but I know for my own, like, mental health insanity that I need, like, a break. My line sister was like, you need, like, 4 hours a day just for yourself. Like, 4 hours, bitch, like, in my dreams, maybe. Right. That's like,
like, where the fuck I'm gonna get that from?
I'm gonna be happy just to get a 20-minute shower. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yes.
And even that's pushing it, because I hear her crying. And I'm like, let me get my ass out, because she only a lot of times calms down only for me. So, but I'm too, like, she can cry, work them lungs, girl. Mommy needs this shower. I need this time.
You gotta let her cry sometimes. That's some shit. That way she don't get spoiled to you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a whole different thing. It's when you ready to let her go. It's like, go to that little party. You ain't got no party. You ain't going to the party. No, I want to stay with you. No, you going to the party. No, man.
Mommy, you ain't coming. Look, but she going to be 12. You coming to the dance? You better go to that
chaperone,
dance.
Cause, no, chaperone. No.
But you know me. I'm going to be that mama.
Yeah,
yeah,
you are.
Ow. Y'all want some punch? Ow.
Embarrassing hush.
Yeah. Come on, let's do the soul train line. Y'all know nothing about that.
Can you go home? Bye. Please go home. You wanted to be with me just a few years ago, and now you ready for me to go?
Me to volunteer. You asked me to chaperone.
Now you want me to go home?
Now you
want to
change your mind? All right. Okay. I'm going to remember that.
Oh my god. But yes, I'm glad everybody had a pretty good week, you know.
I'm glad you did. Yes.
Striving to move forward through adulting.
Striving. It's so hot. It's so hot.
I cannot.
To be an adult. I don't want.
So stupid. Oh my god. Okay. Let's move on over to the shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful.
Yes. What y'all got?
So today, I wanted to shout out Jordan Peele once again for his new movie, Us. If y'all have not been out to see it, definitely take a day to treat yourself and go see it. It's not your typical thriller film, not your typical horror film. So if you go in there with any expectations, don't. just don't even do it.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Oh my God, I'm scared. The previews it's alone creepy. Terrify me. It's creepy. Terrify me.
It's so creepy. It's so creepy.
But I want to see it, but I'm just, y'all, I be getting stressed.
You just got to jump into it. Like, yeah. You really do. You got to just jump in and just go for it. Like, it's nothing like any other type of horror film that you've seen before. You know, it's all something within its own, you know.
So, I heard them say that it was like the best thriller of all time. It's what really they were saying.
It is. It's really good.
And I feel like Soulja Boy of all time.
And it has a really good twist. It's a really interesting twist. I'll say that. It's okay. A very interesting twist. So if you haven't had the opportunity to go see it, definitely just take some time. Go support that Black filmmaker and treat yourself, because it's a treat. But it is scary. It got its okay. moments. But it's not like jump scares, like where people, uh-huh. you know what I mean? Some movies just have those jump scares in it. It's not like that at all. Everything okay. serves a purpose. So definitely go check that out when y'all got
interesting. Will do. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then I also want to shout out John and Tawana Jennings. Today, I was invited by way of Jarmel to their baby shower and to welcome their bundle of joy, Jackson Jennings, who is on the way.
I love that name.
Yes. And it was like a really beautiful event. It was superhero themed. So they had like Marvel superheroes and they had DC superheroes and everything. And they had like really fun games that incorporated the different superheroes and like the baby stuff. And it was really cute. So it's like knowing that other Black nerds are out here, you know what I mean? And we all able to get together and fellowship, you know, to bring in a new bundle of joy to like help raise him in that way too. It's like really fun and exciting and interesting and everything. Plus it was like a room full of creative people, like people that are artists mm-hmm. and writers and just all beautiful different types of people. So it was really fun. The food was good and it was just like a really good relaxing way to end the week or start the week, because it's Sunday, so really start the week. So shout out to them. I wish them all love and blessings as they embark on parenthood, you know. And then also I wanted to shout out to everybody that's like working a full-time job and still working to finish a degree or join a degree program, because it definitely takes a special breed of person to be able to endure all the hardships of life and then have the nerve to work full-time and have the audacity to want to go and go back to school or keep going to school. Like, it takes nerve. It takes tenacity. It definitely takes you digging deep to pull out that last very bit of energy that you have in order to make it through to the end, you know. But I just wanted to shout everybody out that's out there doing that daily grind. You know, it may be tough right now, but it's definitely gonna pay off in the long run. So just know that you're not in it by yourself. We all here in it together.
You're almost there. Look, you're almost
like literally there. Definitely you almost there. Just keep on striving, keep on working, and keep believing in yourself, because you're doing yourself a favor. Trust and believe, you're doing yourself a favor. So in fact, like, if you are in school and working full time, or if you're a mother or father and you're working full time or you're going to school, definitely reach out to us. Jump in our emails or in our inbox and share your story with us. Let us know what it is that you're doing professionally, and then what program you're in academically as well, because we want to share in those experiences and support you guys as much as possible. So definitely shoot those emails to welcomebrokepodcast@gmail.com or hit us up in our DMs and whatnot to share your stories with us, because we want to be your support and share our love and support with you guys as much as possible, because we all in this together. It gets tough.
Yes, live in them DMs.
Yes, yes. It gets tough for sure, but we all here to support each other and make sure that we make it through to our own individual successes. So keep on pushing, y'all. But yeah, that's all of the shout outs that I have. Do y'all have any shout outs that y'all could think of?
No, that's it. You did great.
I'll get out. Well, we're gonna move right over to the main topic, the vent. And it is my week this week, and I wanted to talk about self-sabotage. So this is a topic that I have been wanting to talk about and not really knowing how to discuss it. Only because, like, just in talking to a number of individuals here and there, I hear them talking themselves out of potentially, you know, helpful situations, you know, things that may be beneficial to them to either help them grow professionally or personally, you know what I mean, spiritually. Just people see, like, the obstacles that may be in front of them, and they get afraid, or they feel like it won't be beneficial, or it won't be whatever it is, whatever they tell themselves, whatever story they choose to believe to tell themselves, in order to navigate out of doing something different, you know, or walking into their purpose. And so it really got that on my spirit to just have this conversation, to kind of dive into it and see what we can pull out in order to help individuals that may be going through that those types of situations and not even really realize that they're doing that to themselves, you know? So I have a few questions, of course. And the first question is, how would you define self-sabotage?
So for me, like, I would define it as a person or a group, or, you know, individual or group, who's on their, I would say, on the path or on the road to success, no matter what that is. So whatever they're striving towards, whether that's, you know, getting all A's for the semester, or, you know, keeping and maintaining your relationship, or whatever the case may be, self-sabotage is knowing the direction. I feel like it's knowing the direction of which you're going and still choosing to stray from that, or making the decision, even though things are going the way that the direction is leading you to. Like, the direction is saying, you know, you're going to end up over here, or you're going to be doing this, or whatever the case may be, depending on the situation, right? That everything is going smoothly, but you are deciding to detour. And so that detour is causing you to, like, you know, mess up your roadmap, or however you had it set up for success. And now, you know, you've done that. And I mean, that comes with, I know a lot of people would have to then be in their heads at that point too, because they've thought about it. And so it's like, they thought about how, you know, oh, this is going so great. And, but then it's like the doubt comes into play, like, well, what if I'm not really equipped to be somebody's husband? What if I'm not really equipped to supervise this team of employees who are all in different stages of their career? Like, these types of things, and just examples that I could think of that to me would kind of, like, classify self sabotage.
Absolutely. And I think it's further than the doubts. You know what I mean? I think it's actually speaking out on things and creating that drama that wasn't there. I think that's how a lot of times people self-sabotage themselves, whether at their place of work, whether maybe they are feeling insecure about their position. So for example, maybe they're like, oh, I got this job, everything's going well. Oh, but what if they won't respect me? So let me do something to make them respect me. You know what I mean? So little things like that to me are what it means to self-sabotage. Just getting caught up in the what ifs and then acting out in a way that isn't necessary.
Right. That's so true. Like, I totally agree. Like, I define it as, like, individuals who allow themselves to stray away from the path, even though it may be beneficial. So yes, it may be daunting. Yes, it may be a little scary or whatever, but it is you actively choosing to go into a different direction to try to avoid it or go around it, instead of going through what's necessary for you to make it to the other side of your destiny, you know? And so, like, a lot of people I've noticed will put themselves in situations to where they are trying to avoid going through the ringer, you know what I'm saying? Because I do believe that a lot of times the universe will put you through tests. So say, for instance, you are wanting a new position, you know, the universe will test you to make sure that you're courageous enough, to make sure you're tenacious enough to go to make it in that particular position, you know. And a lot of times individuals will, you know, shoot themselves in the foot because that thing that they're going through is more difficult than their normal day-to-day routine, their comfort zone, you know what I'm saying? And so I think self-sabotage is not allowing yourself the opportunity to endure, you know, whatever storm or whatever test is coming to you, so that you can get that growth in that wisdom and knowledge from experiencing that particular situation and getting to the other side to walk into your destiny, you know? And so just really shooting yourself in the foot and choosing not to walk in faith, you know, and allowing yourself the opportunity to blossom and become your best self.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you guys ever like found yourself in a situation that was like good for you, but then you tried to, or you successfully talked yourself out of it?
When I had quit my job at DHS and I didn't know what I was going to do, didn't know what I was going to do, had no plan. That's how stressed I was with that job. And I had a friend tell me like, oh, you need to teach. Like, I mean, that's what your degree is in. You need to teach. Like, let me set you up with, and I almost didn't go through with it because I didn't think that I could do it. You know what I mean? Like, I started to get that self doubt. Even though, girl, that's what you went spend 4 years at OSU doing, like preparing you for this position. And even the other jobs that you've done have prepared you for this position. And you're going to psych yourself out because of what? You're not going to, you know, email this woman, or you're not even going to respond if she does, like, you know, out of fear that what if she doesn't, you know, what if that rejection, you know, out of fear of rejection. I was going to let that keep me from pursuing my passion.
Right. And what about you, bro?
Well, I'm really, you know, thinking about the question. Have I ever found myself in a situation that was good for me and then tried to successfully talk my way out of it? I have to really think about this. Bro, can you go?
So, like, with me, like, I've gone through something like that. Like, I almost talked myself out of leaving Oklahoma because I knew I wanted to leave. Knew I wanted to leave, you know, but I'm like, but my family is here. And, you know, I have so many, my network is here. I have many opportunities that I know that if I stay here, I will be able to be successful because, you know, my family's legacy is here. You know what I mean? I can piggyback off of that, you know, but it's like, I heard that little voice inside of my mind telling me, you need to go here, you need to do this, you need to endure this, you know, so that you can expand your knowledge. You have to go through this. I have something better prepared for you, you know, and I had to listen to that, but I did. It's like, I would always be like, okay, well, I don't have the money, so when I get, you know, this amount of money in my savings account, then I'll go, you know, or after I finish this degree, or after I get this job and start making this amount of money and save, like, it was always something like that. You know, and whenever people would be like, okay, you just gotta jump, you just gotta have faith, you just gotta do it, you know, I'm like, okay, I know, I understand, I hear what you're saying, but I just want to make sure that I'm protected, because if I don't have a safety net, then what am I gonna do? You know, it was always that, you know, and it took me stepping outside of myself and realizing that you don't always have to have the answers, you don't have to have the perfect plan, because at the end of the day, God got your back. You know what I'm saying? And Danny, I even remember when you was living with Ashley or whatever, when we was all still in college, and me and you was sitting on the porch or whatever, and we was talking about like that very thing, how, you know, we would be so in our heads and like thinking about like, okay, well, what if this happens? And if I try to do this, then what if this happens? And all of that. And it's like, okay, well, we just have to remind ourselves that God got our back. We don't have to have all the answers. You know, we don't have to know every step by step exactly what needs to take place in order for us to get to the next level. You know, we just have to know where we want to go, know where we're coming from, and then have faith that we're going to get there. You know, and so that's what really helped me to stop talking myself out of situations, but I did do it for a long time.
That reminds me a lot of like my situation with living in DC, like, and sometimes it's my biggest kind of regret, because it really was a good situation for me. Like, I came in as an intern and got hired on, you know, as an assistant, you know what I'm saying? And so, and could have potentially been hired on as an assistant director of one of the programs. But I allowed, like, my emotions and feelings of losing my dad to keep me in my comfort place. You know what I mean? At the time, I know that I still needed to do a lot of healing from that. And I think I thought that being in Oklahoma would kind of give me a sense of purpose and healing. You know what I mean? And I think it did, you know, but even then, I still had the opportunity to go back and I kept denying it.
Right.
And I think that's my biggest regret. Afraid to move on somewhere else, you know, because for me, it was like, if I'm not in Oklahoma, am I, how can I like remember my dad? For some reason, I had that mentality at the time. And I feel like it would have been good for me to stay. I think that being a young, single woman would have just, Black, educated, would have been able to continue to open up doors, not only for myself, but other people in the position that I was in. And so sometimes like, that's like my biggest kind of regret, that allowing myself to talk myself out of like, oh, you need to come home. You don't need to stay. You don't need to stay. You've spent that time in DC, which really I was only there for 6 months. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. Sometimes I get disappointed in myself when I think about it, because now it's like, I've missed that time. Like I can't go back now. Like I can't even, I mean, now that I have a yard, there's no way that I can move to DC. You know what I mean? Like, not with that. I would need a whole ass husband. You know, that cost of living is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because I would need a roommate, and I wouldn't necessarily trust anybody around my child. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right, so, like, I think I missed that opportunity for myself. And so now, like, I use that experience to tell other people, like, live in the moment, take full advantage. When something is good, God has opened a door for you. Don't allow outside sources to kind of, or your comfort to kind of take you away from those good things, you know? Because sometimes it's all about, we get comfortable in a situation and we don't want to step out, you know, on faith and kind of ride it out, you know?
That's all true. So, bro, we can go circle back to you.
You ready? Because me and Josh can keep talking. Right, you know, we want to make the turn.
Look, so after hearing you all share more about situations, I honestly have to say, like, I can think of probably one example, but when I think about all the other experiences that I've had, I've normally just put myself into situations that I probably should have, like, thought out more, but I still just went straight forward with this shit. Facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm I'm doing this shit. Like,
facts,
I'm about to pick up and move out of state and do it. Like, standing prep. like when I became like a McNair Scholar, I remember I was with two of my best friends in college. One who has passed, he recently passed away, but two of my best friends in college at the time, when we were looking for scholarships, and we came across this McNair program, and we thought it was just a scholarship. And then when a woman told us, listen, it ain't no scholarship. This is a program for scholars to do research and that. You're going to be doing work. And they were like, oh, we good, fam. Like, you know, we good. And I was like, no, y'all, come on, let's do it. And I honestly didn't realize everything that it entailed, but I'm so glad that I just did it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have examples of that, but and I guess, so an example that I can think of that, I guess would have been good for me, but probably at the time that I talked myself out of it, just based on just hearing so many different things at the time, was probably joining a fraternity. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it could have been a benefit to me during that time. I still think it could be a benefit to me now. Mm-hmm. I guess during that time I was like, I guess I don't really need it. I mean, you know, it was just one of those. I had to really think about, like, what situation was I in when I just said, okay, let me not try to do this, or, like, maybe I don't need to do this. And that was it. That was that was the time. And I was like, you know, it could have been a different experience that I decided to move forward with joining a fraternity. But, you know, I was letting other people and folks saying stuff and just...
And they good for that. Folks get on my nerves. So like, that would be one reason why you really should not, like, for people, if you're in college and you're listening and you want to pledge or whatever, don't tell nobody what you're trying to do.
Don't you do it.
Because they will try to change your mind or make you do something you don't want to do.
Right.
Just because you, I mean, you're stepping into, anytime you pledge, you're stepping into the unknown. Mm-hmm. And so some people think, oh, if I have a friend in it, and your friend might not even get in.
Right.
So,
that's fun.
Ain't got the GPA, ain't been doing no volunteer hours, like, or got a bad reputation on the yard, like, or not be for the organization, you know?
Right.
So. I hate that friend, but you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
It does, and I can still join one.
You can still join. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like sometimes it is it's easy for us to just, like, think about the worst case scenario, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like we're conditioned to think about the worst case scenario, you know, and so
tied into us feeling unworthy.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Like, oh, well, maybe this is not for me, and here's the reasons why, you know, or maybe this is not the best situation for me, and here's the reasons why. And, like, I mean, even in like, love and relationships sometimes, you know, you may be used to experiencing love a particular way, or what you think is love, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so then when somebody comes around who wants to give you real good love, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then
real love.
You want to refuse it.
For that, you know, real
love. Sorry,
bro. Like, my heart. Real love. That's my shit.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Come on, Mary.
Through. But nah, for real, like, I mean, it's so easy for us to talk ourselves out of situations like that, like, especially relationships, because it's like, oh, well, the man of my dreams is supposed to look like this and act like this and will do this for me. And then they cut somebody that is really for you and on your side and really giving you what you need without you not even knowing that that's what you need. You want to try to avoid them. You want to try to avoid the situation because it doesn't look the way that you think that it's supposed to look. You know what I'm saying?
You have to make me cry. Say a word.
Like,
say
a word. Please, I wasn't, listen, I wasn't trying to, you know.
It's real, because we do it all the time and we don't see it as us self-sabotaging, you know, because we're like, okay, well, I have this list, or I have this these standards or whatever. And it's like, sometimes your standards can really be hindering you. You know, you setting up the obstacles within your own life without even realizing that that's what you're doing. You know?
Come on, word.
Come on.
I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that.
It's real, because, like, I think we just have to get into the understanding that what we think is best for us is so limited. But what God has in store for us is unlimited. It is for your growth. Like, the inner being that's within you is limitless. You know, yeah, it is ever expanding. It is ever growing, ever enlarging itself. And so you have to put yourself through new situations. You have to put yourself through new experiences in order to allow that inner being to grow, allow yourself to experience the maximization of life, you know? And so whenever you avoid situations or you go try to tiptoe around stuff and put yourself in a more comfortable situation, you're hindering yourself. You plotting yourself in a pot that is not meant to be. You're not meant to be in. You're not a tree. You know, I feel like I've said that before, but it's like you're not a tree. You're supposed to continue to go through things. And just because the forest looks dark doesn't mean that you're not going to find something within that forest that's going to help you, you know, in the end of your journey, you know, or make it to the end of your journey.
Or, you know, a lot of times good things are just happening, you know, happening. And because you're so used to the dark, that you can't even appreciate what God has done for you, like the goodness. You're waiting for the shoe to drop,
right,
so to speak. You know,
can't even and recognize
that. You know, it's that can't even recognize that you're self sabotaging it. Right. It's like sometimes just bask in it. You know, you ain't gotta hold your breath all the time.
Right.
Good thing. You deserve good things. You know, you deserve. And I will never forget when I was in my senior year. Like I had went through not a lot, but it was just like, I think when you grow up without your mom and your dad only has a high school diploma. And so now you're about to graduate and I got accepted into college. I finally, I had changed my last name. I was illegally going by my last name, y'all. Like, but for college, I was like, I got to make this shit legal. Like, so my dad went through like all the steps to pay for, like, and it was like months for us to change our last name legally. And so it finally felt like things were going right. And I just couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And my student council advisor was like, I think I had told her, like, I got in. I can't believe I got in. And she was like, why wouldn't something good happen to you? You deserve anything that God puts into your life, you know? Mm-hmm. And don't you forget that. And you just have to remind yourself, you know, your worth and that you are deserving of the good things that come, you know? Yeah. Troubles don't last always. And in knowing that, you need to be prepared to accept the good, you know?
Right. So true. So true. Okay, so next question.
Oh, yes.
What would you tell someone that was in a situation where they were hindering their own growth, love, and happiness? So you kind of just touched on it a little
bit. I did.
You see, look. It's cool. Ooh. It's cool because we're going to dive into it a little deeper. So you want to kind of elaborate on what you were saying?
Yeah, just I think a lot of it is self-worth, honestly and truly. I think when we self-sabotage, we have a lot of insecurities, a lot of like mentally, emotional baggage that we're holding on that we think for some odd reason that we don't deserve whatever the happiness and love that has come to our door, you know? And in that sense, I would say to sit on somebody's couch for sure.
For sure.
Because if you can't recognize it, you'll continue to do it, you know, whether it's with your job or with your relationship, you know, or your friendships, you know, like for the first time you could have friends that you didn't even imagine just having your back and having a good time without the mess and the drama. But yeah, because you're not used to it, you'll find a way to just add some type of mess and drama into the mix. And you don't want to be that person.
Right.
Truth be told, you don't want to be that person. You know, you deserve, it's just knowing what you deserve.
Right.
And basking in it, you know, saying, you know what, all that bullshit that I had to deal with in the past, like, things are finally happening for me, and I don't. And just stop thinking that everybody's out to get you, but it literally may be that you need to sit on somebody's couch, or just talking to yourself, or writing words of affirmation.
Yes.
Remembering that, you know what, I deserve everything I've worked for, because it ain't like it just fell out the sky. You've been preparing for these things. God has been preparing you for the things that are happening in your life.
Yes.
And you deserve to reap the benefits of it.
So real. So real.
Mm. That's what I have to remind myself. Hey. And you literally said the word, because I'm like, I'm in a place where, like, I have the job that I've always wanted, you know, like, I finally have a child that I've always wanted, you know, and sometimes with my relationship, like, I kind of want to self-sabotage, you know, because it may not be everything that I want, but it's he's everything that I need, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that God brought him to my life for a reason, and because I'd be damned if the bitch get him, because I had to cut somebody.
Ain't that it? Sure.
But he was like, your word, you're literally your word, about what, 5 minutes ago, helped me realize that. Because, I mean, and nobody's perfect. No relationship that you're going to be in is going to be super fairy tale.
Right.
And that's what, you know, my family tells me all the time. Like, there's no, if it's a fairy tale, it's some bullshit. Because nothing's going to be a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to be a fairy tale. And that's where these movies and all these things got you fucked up. But it's like, for me, it's, I didn't see a functioning relationship in my home, you know?
Right.
I didn't know what love was supposed to look like and feel like. And so I would read romance novels growing up. Like, I would be fourth grade reading a romance book.
Right.
Some black love shit that I hadn't seen at Walmart for $5, you know? And I would think that that's how love was supposed to be, how relationships were supposed to be. And it's bullshit, really, you know?
It's an illusion.
It's such an illusion. And it's not like that.
I think that's kind of where I would go with it, is like, don't allow the illusions that society, like, puts in front of you to hinder you from what's meant for you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of times we will say, okay, well, I want to be a singer. Like, even if you ain't the best. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not the best, you'll be like, well, I want to be a singer because of all of the benefits that come along with it, and the ability to be known and be seen and the center of attention and all of this and that and this. You know, when that's not your calling, you know, but that's what you allow yourself to attach yourself to. And you start to believe that illusion, and you're like, okay, well, I want this, I am this, and this is this. Like, you know what I mean? And so you deter everything that God is trying to say, no, this is meant for you. This is meant for you. This is what I'm sending for you. This is who you're supposed to be. And you're like trying to just knock it all away. And then you end up in situation after situation after situation that, like, is a struggle or hinders you, or even, like, brings you down, makes you feel like less than, you know what I'm saying? Because you're walking in a path that's not meant for you. You're not in alignment with what your true purpose is, because you are chasing a dream that is just that, just a dream, just an illusion. You know what I mean? And it's like, you have to turn inward in order to recognize who is inside of you. You know, what is that that's inside of you? And what do you need to do in order to bring what's inside of you out, to share that with the universe? You know, because, I mean, it's easy for anybody to just be like, okay, I'm a rapper now. You know what I'm saying? Or, yeah, I'm gonna go play basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's easy for you to jump onto what you see other people being successful at, you know, and then you chase it, and you chasing it for years, wasting your whole entire life, never being able to make it, you know, even a halfway to where you think that you should be, all because that's not what's meant for you, you know? And so you end up sabotaging yourself in that way by chasing somebody else's dream instead of going and finding your own, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, that is so true. Chasing somebody else's dream.
Yeah. You have to live your own, and you have to allow, you know, God to direct you and guide you to your own path. You know what I'm saying? And then recognize that you are walking this path, you know, for the first time ever. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a little, it may get treacherous at times, you know, treacherous at times. It's going to be a little struggle sometimes, because you're learning, you're growing. Sometimes you fall and you have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep on going. But that fall that you did is going to teach you how to not, you know, how to pick up your feet, how to not trip. You know what I'm saying? Don't trip on the small stuff. You know, it's going to continue to teach you and guide you and bring you closer to your end goal or your destination. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what I would say to somebody. You know, what about you, bro?
For sure.
I would definitely, absolutely, I agree. First of all, I agree with everything that you all share. And it's just so important for people to have positivity spoken to and over them, mm-hmm. so that they can understand yeah. what the possibilities are. Because a lot of people don't even realize or don't fully comprehend the possibilities for their life. Mm-hmm. And it's like no one has sat and really unpacked with them or give them, you know, some tools or strategies to use to figure out certain things that they may want to do. And so like we've all come across situations, friends, family, acquaintances who, you know, they're confiding in us and they're sharing with us some of the things that they are involved in, some of the things that they want to come to, you know, be able to do, or then even some challenges, right? Mm-hmm. And then so you listen to them and you listen and then you start to realize like, oh, wow, this person sounds like they're not getting the most that they could out of whatever situation that they may be in. And they don't always see it that way because they're trying to, like you all said, like, hold on to something. I was reading a, what was it? I think I had shared a meme or something not too long ago. It was like a picture meme. Have y'all seen a meme with the person holding the rope yes. tied in their hands? Mm-hmm. And it says, sometimes holding on does more damage than letting go. Yes. And so like sometimes holding on like depicts the rope, like squeezing the life out of the hand as it's trying to like hold on to it, mm-hmm. does more mm-hmm. damage and shows some of the pressure coming off of, you know, having finally released it and then letting go of it completely and you're back to normal. And so like you might be in a situation where, you know, because it's not always supposed to be just an extremely hard struggle all the time. Sometimes you might be in a situation where like you're sitting up here feeling like you're beating yourself up about it, like, why is it not working? Why is it this, that, and third? Depending on the situation, it's a relationship. Like, we can't get it together. Right. And so it's like, well, sometimes you have to sit back and reflect on what that relationship is. How did y'all meet? Under what circumstances did y'all meet? Like, did y'all talk about and find out what each other likes? Oh, y'all are just not in a relationship because y'all found each other attractive and y'all was fucking all night. Or whatever the case may be.
You don't know my life, Michael. You don't know my life.
Look, listen, we've been all been there. The growth.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, the growth.
I'm talking about the growth.
I'm telling you.
It's so important because, like, why you might think that's what you want in the moment. Like, do you, like, that person, yes, that can, you know, pleasure you good or whatever the case may be. But they don't even know how to do, they don't even have budgeting skills. They don't have communication skills. They don't have what you need to get you through, like the emotional availability to get you through whatever you may be going through in your life or vice versa if you're not that type of person. Mm. So it's like you really need to start building yourself. And for like those people, again, it's so important to speak positivity, speak what the possibility can be, like provide, because people don't even know, like, and it's sad, like, sometimes we assume like, oh, this bitch knows that, or he knows that, like, or whatever case may be, like, he knows or whatever. They know. No, they don't know. No, we don't know. And especially if we haven't had anyone to sit us down and with love and care actually provide us, like, putting it all on the table, identifying everything that's going on, and really taking it step by step. I don't want to say dissect, but really just unpack and talk about this. Find out what a person, you know, because people will be surprised to find out that what they thought they wanted is not what they need, or like they don't really know what they need because what they have right now, they feel like this is what they need and they don't really evaluate situations comprehensively. And I mean, a lot of people might be listening like, oh, you're doing too much. No, like you could be saving yourself so much time and too hard. Just listen to folks, especially people that are your friends and family that only want the best of you. I'm not saying always take their advice, but be open to feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times people don't. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm telling you this because I'm not hating on you.
Right.
I don't want your life, but I'm trying to save you from the shit that I've been through. Yes. So a lot of times it's people have been through it. They just want to, you know, help you out. Now, some people do be hating, and you have to be able to discern that for yourself. You know what I'm saying? But at least be willing to
They do frolicking.
At least you willing to listen to, you know, other right. people and what they have to say.
Yes. So real.
Right. Right. So that's what I believe. Like, you just have to, you know, just be real with them. Come from a place of love, because some people are already dealing with things that we might not know the full story. Mm-hmm. So be mindful of that too. Like I said, come from a place of love, so that even as they begin to confide in you more and share more, it may help you better understand how to direct them or provide them with some additional support, even that goes beyond the conversation that you're having with them. Because I get everybody isn't like a therapist or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. And so you can't really like professionally, you know, give them everything they need, but you can be there in a home as mm-hmm. a very strong support system and part of their growth and development. Right. And so helping them be connected to the resources and even possible services that could help them transform their situation so that they can advance and go to the next level.
Yes.
So,
come on.
Yes, yes. Okay. And that kind of ties into like the next question that I have, which is, why do y'all think it's easier for us to help other people out of these situations than it is for us to, you know, take that look in the mirror and help ourselves through situations like that?
I think it's hard to look in the mirror sometimes. It's hard to like check yourself about your own shit. You want to feel like you got your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, bitch, I need to be taking this on my own advice that I'm fucking giving out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think that's what it is. Some people want to keep up with the Joneses. They want to have this facade, like, all their shit is together, you know?
Yeah. So illusions. You're just chasing that illusion of what you think that you supposed to be like, or what you think that you supposed to have and do, you know what I mean? And then instead of just allowing yourself to just be who you are, right. what you are in the moment, you know, and then owning that, you know, I would agree with that 100%, because like it's scary to be vulnerable, especially in today's day and age, because everybody has an opinion, you know, and it's not always a kind one. But I mean, I think it's like important for us to get to the point to where we don't really give a fuck about how other people think about us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But being able to unpackage those things, like you were saying, unpackage those things that we do carry around, the doubt, the fear, the unsettlement, you know, the disapprovement of ourselves, that type of stuff. We have to unpack that stuff in order to heal all of that that's in there, you know, because a lot of the stuff we be carrying and don't even realize that it's not even ours to carry. We be carrying stuff from our parents, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about the things that our parents were going through when they were carrying us, you know, the things that our parents were going through when we were kids, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff that we are carrying does not even belong to us. It's just things that have attached themselves to us, you know, based upon our families or whatever, our upbringing, you know. And it's like you have to cleanse yourself of all of those things and get rid of that stuff. You have to do some unlearning and relearning and all this good stuff. You have to allow yourself to go through that kind of like shaping process in order to allow yourself to walk in your truth, you know, and not put on those, I guess, negative ideologies that tell you, oh, well, I can't be like this, or I can't talk like this, I can't act like this, I can't look like this, you know, because if I do, then this will happen. You don't know what would happen. You know,
right.
You the best thing that could happen to you is you live your life. You know what I'm saying? You live your best life. You know, and the worst thing is that people could hate it. And what? So what if they do? As long as you're happy, and as long as, you know, you feel free and you're not bogged down with the burdens of somebody else or from what you think or what people think about you or whatever, as long as you free yourself and you feel confident in who you are and where you're going and what you're doing, as long as you feel confident, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? And I think that a lot of times it's easy for us to see that in other people. It's easy for us to tell that to other people, but it's hard for us to investigate that and tell ourselves those things, you know? And I think it's always, I always go back to this. This is why I always say, like, it's so important to meditate and journal, you know, so you can reflect that deep stuff that you do not like to talk about or that you do not like to think about. Your healing is getting through those things, you know? And the self-sabotage comes when you don't allow yourself to get through the hard stuff.
Absolutely. You know?
Sometimes you have to walk through the wire in order to get out of where the confinement that you're in. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to get through the obstacles in order to get to the other side, get to the end goal. You know? And so it's like you just have to gird yourself. You have to allow yourself the opportunity to be vulnerable. And to, you know, sometimes you do have to break down in order to build yourself back up. You know, it's just like that sometimes. It's just even a seed has to break a shell in order for it to grow. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you have to look at it a different way. It may be a difficult situation. It may be challenging. But the challenge is what's going to help you grow. That's what's going to help you move closer to your destiny. You know? So.
Yeah. That's real.
That's what I think. So, I guess
that's a good one.
You know, every now and then I'll be getting into my
Come on, not even every now and then, every time.
Okay, but like my next question would be like, what could you do to ensure that you don't begin to self-sabotage? Or that you don't fall victim to self-sabotaging?
I think checking yourself. Like, you know, sometimes we are our worst critics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It don't even be other people. It be ourselves. And so when you hear yourself having those negative thoughts, because that's what happens. Our thoughts become our words and our words become our actions. Mm-hmm. Stopping it at your thoughts.
Yes.
You know what is you know what's good and what's not, you know, and when you hear yourself saying like, X, Y, and Z, just be like, why am I thinking that? What am I feeling that makes me feel this way? Mm-hmm. And let me stop this because I deserve to have what I have. Like
right.
I think stopping it right there at the gates when it first enters your thought, nipping in the bud, not even voicing it out loud.
Mm-hmm. I love that you say that because that's literally, I remember I told y'all about Abraham Hicks, but that's literally what Abraham Hicks teaches, you know, is when you have that initial thought, that negative thought, before you even allow it to gain momentum, you stop and you think about a happy thought. You think about a time, you know, when you were just sitting, relaxing outside and feeling the rays of the sun, listening to the breeze or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? You think about those good things that make you feel happy and you stop that negative momentum to start a positive momentum. You know, and when you start to think about those positive things and you start to, like you said, affirm yourself and start to tell yourself those positive things, that's when you start to gain that positive momentum, you know, and as we know, the law of the universe is when you what you put out is what you get back. You know, you reap what you sow. So if you start to allow those positive thoughts to gain momentum, guess what you're going to get back? You know, you're going to manifest that that same positive thing because you're investing that into your vibrational escrow. You know, you're planting that seed into your spiritual garden. So when you do that, you're going to reap nothing but positivity, and it's going to be plentiful. It's going to be abundant because, you know, you started there. You started there and you allowed that momentum to take over instead of that negative momentum. But it's only when you allow that negativity to gain momentum to where you start to manifest that. And then you question, well, why is this happening to me? Why is that? So you're thinking about it more and more and more. So the universe is giving you more and more and more because you continue to bask in it. You know, you continue to just sit and meditate on that instead of stopping, you know, breathing and changing your thought, changing that pattern. And it's not always easy because sometimes that negative momentum is hard to stop, you know. Sometimes you spiral, You know, and when you do that, it is important to either meditate or go to fucking sleep. Real shit. Like,
take your ass to bed.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Because when you go to sleep, all thought ceases. All thought stops. And you start over. And you wake up. And when you wake up, as soon as you wake up, instead of choosing to think about the negative stuff, start thinking about something positive. Say, today will be a great day. You know, or this moment is beautiful. This moment is great. Breathe. Just stop and breathe and think about how amazing it is to be able to fill your lungs with air. You know, a lot of people don't even think about that often, you know, but it's a miracle to even be able to breathe in air, you know. So and that will be your momentum going forward. But it's like you have to stop yourself. You know, and that is why it's so good to reflect. That's why it's so good to meditate and just stop everything that's going on. You know, take that time out for yourself to push yourself in the direction in which you want to go, you know, and then you won't start thinking or allowing yourself to swim in those negative thoughts and those negative vibrations or whatever that cause you to self-sabotage, you know. So like you were saying, Danny, just being in tune with yourself, you know, and what it is that you want and what it is that you need. You know, because sometimes you don't even know what you need until you really start stopping and thinking and feeling and allowing yourself to go through that motion, whatever it may be.
That's it.
That's it right there.
That's it
on
that.
So do y'all have any like final thoughts or anything about the topic?
Yes. Make sure you also keep a good circle, a good support system, because, you know, we naturally do kind of get down on ourselves and do have negative thoughts, and finding somebody, you know, you can share your thoughts with who can remind you, like, girl, you tripping, boy, you tripping, like, you know what you deserve. So have that good support system too.
Yeah.
And just, you know, meditate, pray, you know, take your ass to bed.
For sure.
And just remember your worth at the end of the day.
Yes. That's true.
You deserve all the goodness that happens in your life. And don't you ever forget it.
Yes. Yes. That's so real. So real.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, and I mean, I would kind of say the same thing. It's just remember who you are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know who you are, take the time, grant yourself the time to figure it out. Yes,
because can't nobody figure it out for you either.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and life is a journey, and you only get one go round. You know what I'm saying?
It's gone.
Yeah, take full advantage of it. You know, you're gonna make some mistakes. You're going to. You know, but you have to learn from the mistakes. You have to learn what it is that you don't like so you can learn what it is that you do like. Learn what's not meant for you so you can learn what is meant for you. You know, it takes trial and error. But once you get through that and you go through the ringer, then you get in alignment with what is meant for you. The world is your oyster. You know, the universe is the Garden of Eden. Everything that you need in order to be the best you is available to you, but only when you allow yourself to see it. You know, you have to be able to allow yourself to see it. And all self-sabotage is you choosing to walk through life with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
You know,
that's it.
You just gotta open your eyes, boo. For sure. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Well, good. That was a good vent.
Yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all for like just joining in with me on the conversation. Cause for sure, I've been thinking about this for so long. Cause it's scary. It's like when you talk to people and you know they say, "Well, it ain't nothing. I can't do that because of this." You know, and it's like, "What? Why?
Right.
You know, why do you think that? What makes you think that would happen instead of the countless other things that could potentially happen? What if you try it and you love it? You know, what if you do it and you're successful at it and you make it big? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
you talking yourself into a negative manifestation instead of talking yourself into a positive one, you know?
So,
And see, y'all know I could talk about this forever, so let me just go ahead and move all over to the question and answer segment.
Yes, well, this letter comes from Terry, and well, email. And Terry says, y'all help me. I'm in a relationship and with somebody that never listens to me or takes my advice. He acts like he has all the answers and even tries to tell me about the stuff that I need to do different, but always argues me down when I tell him things that bother me about him or even things that I think could help him be a better person. What should I do? Do I even stay in the relationship knowing that he isn't willing to hear me out? Please help me. And P.S. I love what y'all are doing. Please keep giving us this work. Yes. Thank you, Terry. Thank you. Despite your situation, still giving us a blessing.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
So what should she do? Or he? I don't know. Terry is with I, so I'm just assuming it's a girl, but it could be a whole man. Either way, the nigga ain't acting right. So.
Right. Oh, I would say communicate how you feel about it. Like, you know, talk to him about how you feel about him not listening to you or taking your advice, but always giving you advice or things to do. And expecting
you to take it.
Yeah, like tell him how that makes you feel. And and just put it out there and say, look, if either you respect me and what I have to say and respect my voice, or this is not gonna be able to be a thing. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna be able to make this work, because it's important. Your voice is one of the most important things out here for about you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And if your significant other does not see the value in that, there's no way that they can see the value in you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, communicate that and say, look, you know, you make me feel like this when I try to talk to you about things, but you always want to talk me down, you know, and tell me everything what I should do and what I shouldn't do. But it's never reciprocated. It's never like that when it comes to me. What's up with that? You know, when you do that, it makes me feel like X, Y, and Z, you know. And if either he's willing to hear you out and take the necessary steps to, you know, do what he needs to do in order to really be there for you, or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, right, then that's your choice. You know, it's making the choice for you right there. You already know what to
absolutely
do.
Yep. Because I feel like it's a compromise in any relationship. I feel like I should trust you enough to take your advice, and you should trust me enough to know that the advice I give you is sound. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not just gonna tell you some bullshit.
Right.
So
right, that's for sure.
So make sure you come, you speak in love, you know, don't be, you know, always approach it in love is what I would say.
For sure.
Yes, yes. Approach in love and, you know, be clear. And please, Terry, do point out the double standard that your man is putting you through at this point in time. And, you know, do it in a way that he can understand without feeling attacked. Even though I know it's hard because you said he always was trying to get you together. But when you try to talk to him, he be arguing you down. Mm-hmm. So, like, be clear in that what you are experiencing is a double standard, and that's just unacceptable for a relationship to work. This is a two-way street. So just like he can try to give you critique and feedback, you need to be able to do the same for him. Mm-hmm. And both of y'all should, I'm not saying that you aren't, but, like, if he isn't either, tell, you know, help him understand how to talk to you in a way that is not going to have you feeling like he's attacking you. And vice versa. So y'all have to do this as a combined effort. If y'all really, you know, love each other, like I'm sure you all do. And sometimes people communicate in ways that aren't effective. And so hollering at a person, I mean, I get it. When you hear the moment, emotions are flaring, things don't always come out the way you want them to. And that's, you know, it's understandable. But when they keep happening and it's a continuous thing, does get tired. And so I completely understand. Just try to, like, work it through with them. Like, I would even, like, if y'all, if it's to the point where y'all, if it's a constant thing, like, maybe even seek, like, couples therapy or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
To be able to, like, have a third party there to kind of, like, help y'all assess what might be going on as far as, like, why does he feel like he can tell you what to do or give you all of this feedback, and you're supposed to, you know, be classy and graceful about it. And then he gets to argue you down whenever you want to break up something that's bothering you. So it's just not equal.
Right.
And so I would recommend that, but you know, continue to hang in there, Terry.
Yes, please.
Do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't give up.
Right.
Just figure out a better way to communicate with each other. Because sometimes that's what it boils down to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And learning to trust each other.
Yes, yes. And see each other's value.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that helps, Terry.
I hope it does. Thank you, Terry. And if you guys have any more questions or comments or y'all need help with whatever, just hit us up at brokenbrokepodcast@gmail.com or slide in them DMs like I tell y'all.
Yes, yes.
Slide in them DMs.
Mm-hmm. We actually like people in our DMs. So.
Listen, I like people in my DMs. Ooh, that was shady. I only like people in my Woke and Broke DMs. Ain't nobody in my old Danny DMs.
Like, you can be in mine, but
cause Josh be fine on his Instagram.
Look, let me tell you. Let me tell you, I appreciate my body because my body did not used to be this. Y'all know what I used to look like. So after putting in all this work, you goddamn right, I'm gonna appreciate and love myself.
I be seeing your picture, be like, ooh, I'm telling Jarman,
and he be liking the pictures too. Goddamn.
Like, ooh, I'm telling.
Mel know what he got.
He sure do. And he know what to do with it, so let's get it right.
Ain't that it?
But yes, let's move over to our final segment of the show, which is a word from our ancestors. Michael, what you got today?
So today I have something relatively simple, but I think it's so timely and, you know, just really impactful given what we're talking about today, dealing with self-sabotage. So this doesn't have a author, but it literally says, don't stand in your own way.
Come on.
And I really feel like, as simple as that is, it's far-reaching, because that's what we've talked about today. I mean, literally, people who might be in situations that are just absolutely amazing for them, and they don't necessarily see, you know, they can't see the big picture. And so they, because they don't have all the answers, they want to, you know, talk themselves out of it or listen to people who don't even support them in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so then they find themselves like second guessing, like, damn, I wish I could have taken that situation, you know, taking it more seriously. And so, like, it's important that we surround ourselves with people and the resources that are going to really give us the best advice. Even, like I said, it's important to have your own voice, and you can live your life, but you need to know what are all the things that could be a possibility for you. What are these possibilities, and how do you achieve them? And so rather than just talking yourself out of it, reimagine it in a way, and then again, connect yourself to the people who are going to have, you know, an objective viewpoint, but at the same time also are going to come at you with love and support because they want to see you successful. They want the best for you. Yeah. So this is why this really like just stood out. Don't stand in your own way. You could be in the way, but then you could also be out of the way so that you could be on your way.
Yes.
To something better. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like to something greater, something more powerful, something more supportive, something more transformational in your life. Like you deserve it, and you need to be able to get there. And so sometimes you just got to step back, you know, one, two, step it back, how many steps you need to do it back, and then reflect, you know, regroup, recalibrate, get with your people, get with your community,
come on,
brainstorm, figure out this thing, come up with a solution, and you move your ass forward.
Yeah,
in that order.
In that order. That's what you do. So that's what stood out to, for me. Don't stand in your own
come on,
way.
Word. Don't stand in your own way.
Words, giving the words. I love it. Yes, that's gonna wrap up the show, guys.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that you guys join us again next week for another amazing show.
Yes.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Love y'all. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Woke and Broke. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us to show your support. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Woke and Broke Podcast and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Pod. And we want to hear from you, so send your input for this week's topic or questions that you'd like to hear us answer on the show to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. If you like us, tell your mama, tell your brother, tell your uncle, tell your sister, tell your cousin. Tell them about us. We'd love to have their support too. Thanks for listening.